thank you very much.
So I've been studying some cluster data in the tail. So it's clusters in the very near Earth tail, like 19 Earth radii. So if you see tailward flows, that means that you might have an X-line earthward of you. So it's very near Earth situations. So I'd like to thank Chris Muikis for giving me the composition data from clusters. So I'm using both oxygen and hydrogen data. So a quick overview of where we are in tail reconnection and possible slow mode shock scenarios, and then I'll go over to show the slow mode shock criteria that I use. And then I have three examples, and I'll just, they're all sort of generically the same, so I'll scoot them over a little bit quicker. So here we are, the old sort of Petschik-like picture. If you assume a slow mode shock in this particular scenario here, I believe it that sort of magneto pause that we talked about before is more of the rotational discontinuity and where you expect alveolic speeds out of the along the field lines in the Dolph-Montel frame, whereas in the tail situations, talk about that a little bit later here. They were first observed by Feldman and al. Using IC2 data, and then later reconfirmed by Geotel using the Rankine-Hugo-Neo shock jump conditions, and that's what I'll do as well using the cluster data here. So the Hoffman-Taylor frame, real quick, is that if you have an upstream and downstream region, and you know the magnetic fields and the velocities, then you can find your field aligned direction. And the disturbance at the magneto pause is assumed to be sort of alveolic. Plus minus here indicates that in the Dolph-Montel frame, you're either along or antiparallel to the field direction. However, at slow mode shocks, Oyeruse et al. In a paper in JGR 2000, used for the first time that I've seen in publication the Valiant test on tail data. And here's a picture from their paper. So if you have the Earth to the left and the tailward flow is on the right here, and if you're in the northern hemisphere with a positive X component of the field, you expect to see a positive slope in your shear stress test, since the inflow is basically generally parallel to your field direction. And in the southern hemisphere, it should be negative if you're in this region, and vice versa on the earthward flow side. Here's just a picture of that, where they reached this sort of 60% flow, alveolic flow along the field. They just used the hydrogen data, though, so you might have a steeper slope if you have heavier oxygen in the region. So here's my slow shock criteria. I used the Rankine-Hugo-Neo shock jump conditions, the basic six equations, for the energies, momentums, and mass conservations. And then I used sort of a list of conditions here, where D is downstream and U is the upstream. So you expect to see the magnetic field decrease downstream and turning towards the field direction in the magnetic field. And here's also my Mach number criteria that I used from sort of Sion et al. Study, for example. So here's my first example. It's from August 27th, and several panels here, and the time here at the bottom is between 3:50 and 4:30, so it's less than an hour long. Cluster is in minus 19 Earth radii, down tail. We're first in the plasma sheet, very high density. This is the total density now, and the plasma beta is higher than 1, so we're in the plasma sheet here. Then cluster enters the lobe region with a lower density and lower beta, and then comes back up into the plasma sheet. So I indicated here three intervals. First one is the tailward flow here, and then followed by B region and earthward flow. After the lobe region, we're also indicating here a earthward flow again. So for all these three intervals, we have a positive BX component here. So we're in the northern hemisphere. We have tailward followed by two earthward flows. So we should expect a Valiant slope to be first sort of positive and then negative. So here's for the first test here. We have indeed a positive slope. It's at 73% of the Albion speed in this region. To the right, you have just sort of the quality of your popliteal frame. So it's a fairly good quality frame here. So 73% there. Then for the earthward flow, it does not work. You get a positive instead of a negative slope. It's a very sort of bad Hofmann Teller frame too, and I tried different widths of the interval and so on in this region, but I could not find a good Hofmann Teller frame. Then for the last earthward flow, it's indeed negative. You have higher scatter though, and only 33% of the Albion speed might be an indication of sort of you're near to the near-Earth high magnetic fields, perhaps. So here's my shock analysis for this case. Red is upstream, green is downstream, and you probably don't see that here, but here is my red is upstream, and then my downstream is around here. So all of these parameters, if you look at them in detail, you see that the fields turn towards the magnetic field. You have a decrease in the magnetic field pressure and increase in the plasma pressure. And in the range of the Mach numbers, we're close to that 73% here. So that's sort of might be a verification that we're on the right track here. For the C interval, we're lower in the Mach number range, closer to that 33% that the Valiant test suggested. For the B interval, it did not work. I could not find any two pairs of upstream and downstream intervals suggesting a slow mode shock. So what about the shock normals? Well, I used the magnetic coplanar theorem, so that's how good is the measurements for that. So I compared my upstream and downstream Rankine-Hugoniot relations and normalized and see sort of the deviation between where my minimized Rankine-Hugoniot is and the normal. And we're very close. Theta is the polar angle and phi is the neutral angle. And here, this is sort of the coplanarity, and here is my sort of the most optimum one. And they're very close. It's 4 degrees, so I do trust that theorem in that case. So two more cases real quick here. Tailward flows here, A, B, and C, were in the plasma sheet, as you can see from the densities. And the BX component is positive here for the first two and then negative for the last one. So we're in the northern hemisphere for the first two and then in the southern hemisphere for the last one. They're all tailward flows. So remembering the picture, we should then see sort of a positive slope first for the first two and then a negative slope for the last one. So here's my positive slope at 65%, positive slope 83%, and then a negative slope for the last one. We're in the southern hemisphere at close to 100%. So this might be a switch-off shock. Then for the shock analysis for this, we have for the A and B, they're close to the 65% here, and 85 or so is not too far away from here. So the shock junk conditions and the either criteria fulfill the slow mode criteria here for A and B. Then the last one here, you have three tailward flow regions. The first two is in the northern hemisphere, and the last one in the southern hemisphere. So when I do my shear stress balance test, I do get a positive slope. And again, northern hemisphere positive slopes, tailward flow, and then negative slope for the southern hemisphere. My shock analysis seemed to work only for the B interval here. And when you look at that, they're sort of further away from the 90% there, but there's still an indication of a slow mode type signature in the data. So in summary, the Valiant test, together with the locational cluster, suggests the presence of a slow mode shock on the tailward side near Earth neutral line for three events and for these several jets that I showed you. The earthward jets seemingly fail this test more often than the tailward jets, suggesting the near-Earth high field gradient of the field. The joint Valiant and the Rankine-Hugoniot analysis seem to confirm the same picture here, and my shock normals seem to be okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think that I want to make some comment on the OSPAD flows. We did something yet never published because we didn't have any good separation. We looked about 20 of these flows with GSA and about OSPAD flows. 10 of those obeyed the Berlin relation, the other 10 did not. Our idea was, but we couldn't prove it, that's why it's not published, that on the 10 cases where it worked, the field was sufficiently tail-like still, and the reflecting mirror, so to speak, and that, of course, is not in the Berlin relation. It's a free outflow rather than reflection, was far enough away so that the Berlin relation was okay, at least during the beginning of the flow, while the other was same as yours, just failed miserably. So it depends. It can work, but only if your reflecting mirror is still far enough away. And then it comes back and back and comes closer to your reconnection side, and then you cannot expect the Berlin relation to work.
I was just going to make a comment that I think Ed Smith, shortly after the Feldman observations of slow shocks, also found a similar asymmetry, that he could see slow shock-like signatures more easily on the tailward flow than he could the earthward flow. I'm not sure that ever got published. I know he had a talk on that. I said he to you.
Yes. Anything else? No. Well, I always feel very sorry for the last person at any meeting like this. And